Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Thank you for joining us in this new episode. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Brother Liaqat and Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Alaykum assalam.
And just as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to introduce yourself very briefly so that we can get into the very heart of discussion. So let's start with Sister Zainab.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum. Yes, this is Zainab Askari. I'm from Kashmir, Indian administrated Kashmir. And I've been living in Iran for some 10 years now and studying Hausa here.
Very good. Thank you for joining us, Sister Zainab. And you, Brother Liaqat?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm Muhammad Liaqat Abbas from India. And right now I'm pursuing my master's in psychology. And my interest is in history, Islamic history, as well as psychology. Thank you.
Thank you both of you very much for joining us in today's episode. In order to leave and keep up with our living, we have to have a driving force. For that driving force, we have to set some goals and purposes. That's what human beings usually do. Because if you leave me like this and tell me that you have an eternal life and then you don't need to make money, you don't need to think about your future, then I would do pretty much of nothing. Because, you know, life is going on, then I'm breathing, I'm a living, breathing being, so I have nothing to worry about, and then that would go in a very futile way. But then we know that there is an ending point to this life, and we have to achieve as much as we can in this short lifetime that we have, no matter how long it will be. Even if you live for 100 years, I guess, that wouldn't be enough in order to achieve enough to present in front of God. So for me to have a perfect balanced plan to get and achieve desirable, a worthy purpose, I have to have some passions and I have to help myself have the urge and energy to get into that final point. But for sure, there must be a difference between what I call a driving force and a passion for life and what a non-Muslim person or a person who's an atheist, there would be a difference between the way we set goals. Where does the difference lie?
As for believers, there are many stages in faith as well. Like the faith of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam, is at the maximum level, I would say. The faith of Hazrat Salman or Abu Zar or Miqdad, example. The noble companions of Prophet and the Aimma alayhim salam, example, their faith is at a different level. The believers, like the common masses, their faith is at a different level. So I would say the driving forces or the motivation which for their life differs from person to person. Example, a believer can have a motivation or driving force as an eternal bliss, that is paradise. Okay, so I'm going to work. My motivation in order to live this life is paradise. So whatever I do for my living, for my life, the end goal is paradise. So
yeah,
this is
I'm trading my life for paradise.
Yeah, so there are different kinds of servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. For few people, the driving force is punishment. Yeah, so it's the punishment or the hellfire or the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is driving me away from few things, example. Mm-hmm. This is the driving force, yeah. As for the ignoble personalities, the driving force or motivation, I would say, in order to live a living, for living, is the liqa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is meeting with Allah himself.
Yeah.
That is the highest form.
The ultimate purpose.
Exactly, the ultimate purpose. إِنَّمَا نُطِعُمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكْرًا إِنَّمَا نُطِعُمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ example. Over here, وَجْهُ اللَّهِ is in
which
other words,
means literally
which means لِقَاءُ اللَّهِ or getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the goal itself is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate motivator. Allah is the motivation. Allah is the motivator who is motivating us to come to Him. beyond punishments, yeah. beyond paradise, the main hadaf
or the
goal.
That's why these people do not get frustrated and the difficulties of life would not let them down.
They are so calm. They are so down to earth. Yeah. They are so cool. They maintain their calm. They are emotional. They think logical. But at the same time, you feel that they are so much at ease. They are so much at calm.
Because they know here in this world, it is not the ending point.
Exactly. I am going to, Innanillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Exactly. And whatever difficulty you're going to face in this life is not going to be the end of the story, which actually is very difficult. Sometimes we hear these words from the mouth of the scholars and then we come to practice it and we see it's very difficult. You see, when we talk about the passion for life and the driving force for living, the goals that we have, sometimes it happens that in real life we face too much of frustrations to the point that I feel I don't have any urge to continue until tomorrow. Like, you know, sometimes it gets so difficult.
Yeah.
But then with these words, we come to, these words actually work as tranquilizer. They come to give us this hope that, okay, whatever you're suffering in this world, it's not going to be...
forever.
Yeah, it's not going to be forever. So according to you, how would they differ, the people, driving force, the motivations of the people who believe in God and the people who do not believe in God?
I think for both of them, it's different. For those who do not believe, who are not believers, the driving force is definitely different. And for the believers, the driving force is different or the motivation is different. For example, let me give you an example of Steve Jobs wanted to change the world with tech. You know, there are some artists who want to put a legacy, or the writers, authors, or anyone, like they want to... they want with their work they should be remembered forever.
Yeah.
So this is the art is the
to leave a fingerprint behind.
But if you look at the reality, even the great names are forgotten.
Yeah, would be forgotten forever.
Yeah. So, but for a believer, like I think every like we have Allah Subhanahu wa Taala did not create jinn and mankind except for worship. And worship is not just praying. Worship is each and every act with your pure intention in world. So in your intentions, pure intentions could keep you driving for like over and over. For example, in the month of Ramadan, let's take, even breathing is worship, right? So this thing in itself, that every act of mine is considered as worship, keeps me, you know, more motivated, to keeps me going on.
So yes, there must be definitely a big difference between those people who believe and those people who do not believe and the sort of motivations they have. We go for a break and then we come back to see much more of these differences.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, welcome back. This is Back to Reality. Sister Zainab and Brother Liaqat are in here and they're helping us have a different perspective toward what a life are leading those people who believe in God and those people who do not believe and what kind of motivation for life they have. So, for the kind of believers, it's very natural and normal to take God as the motivation for your life. Because honestly, if I take the worldly things and purposes as my motivation, once I get those dreams and those wishes, then there's a full stop to my motivation. And then I would feel like lost. What else of dreams and wishes do I have to take as my purpose in order to continue my life? Therefore, I have to take something bigger, something never-ending, as the goal and purpose of my life. But for those people who do not believe, what about them? What kind of motivation they have and what kind of a lifestyle they have?
Basically, I have heard quite a few documentaries and I think many people, be it believers or even non-believers, speaking about this topic, about this motivation for their living, yeah? And almost everyone said the same thing, be it believers and also the non-believers. They said that the motivation if the motivation or drive force is the world itself, seeking worldly pleasures. Example, my motivation for living is to have a good life. Or example, having a good car. Okay, example, or personal goals, whatever. Then it's not sufficient. Be it a believer was also saying this. I had this bungalow.
Because
of
once
this.
You're there, you feel empty.
Exactly. After this,
next?
You see what next? Exactly, just like that. Even the non-believers, they have this thing. And of course, the hadith of Imam Ali al-Islam supports to this quotation that if a human being is given a mountain of gold and a mountain of silver, he would still go in search for the third mountain.
Exactly.
Because he is never at
satisfied.
Peace or content. Yeah, he's never satisfied. So you see, the motivational ground for a non-believer is generally normally worldly pleasures and personal goals. And of course, I'm not talking about all the non-believers, by the way, because few people are kind of like their goal is completely to they are activists, example. They want to help the needy people or the orphans and something like this, okay?
Yeah.
So their purpose of life is bounded to one group of people. Example, I'm living my purpose of life, the driving force of my particular life, only me is,
only
is that I have to
needle.
Look at you. Exactly, yeah. So for them, it's... but not everyone is like this, you
exactly.
see.
Yeah.
So normally non-believers, because it ends up with mostly, okay, if they don't have any religion, I would say, it ends up with death. So the driving force is completely material, mm-hmm. completely materialistic.
And it ends there.
It ends there, exactly.
Yeah.
But as for a believer, no. And unfortunately, all the believers don't have this concept of eternity, living for eternity. They know that they're going to live forever, but they don't know how they have to live forever. So they don't strive for that extremely beautiful life. They
mm-hmm.
just want to do only the obligatory part and that's it. It's done.
That trade of stuff that we were just
exactly,
talking about.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So, Sister Zena, what about you?
On the contrary, we have believers who are driven by both this life and also the afterlife. So it's not like just they only think about the afterlife. This world is a farm. Whatever we sow here, we're going to reap the same thing there. So when we know that whatever I am sowing here, I'm going to reap it there, it will keep me moving on. It will keep me, keep my motivation on, you know.
Yeah, it will keep me motivated forever because this is the field I'm working on.
Yeah, every breath that we take is a blessing and we never know if we are going to live up to 40
mm-hmm.
that I'm going to earn and live after that. So sometimes success and admiration keeps you going on. For a non-believer, but when you come to faith, when you see every breath as a blessing, you come to know that we never know how long we're living. So each step, each breath that we are taking, let's take it for a better purpose.
Yeah, let's plan for it. So I guess still there are a lot of other details to talk about once talking about this matter of differentiation between the lifestyle and the sort of motivation the non-believers and the believers have. For the believers, maybe life with all the difficulties and obstacles that it has got and it entails would seem pretty much more tolerable. But for the non-believers, because they did not stick to a strong corner or they do not have this rope of hope that they stick so strongly and firmly to it, then life might get so complicated at some point that they would lose their hope entirely. And then they might get into the endings that are not really required and the endings that are not really desirable for them. But for the believers, generally speaking, the motivation is always and forever God. And just as you said, we think of this world as this field that we're just working on it and then in the hereafter we're going to reap whatever we sow. So this makes our life pretty much more valuable, even if we have difficulties, even if we suffer from poverty, even if there comes war, there comes catastrophes, anything. So I guess this would be a relief for us and this would keep us moving, even if it is against the real condition that we are facing in our life. So this was all and I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.